Now back to Softy and Dick on your home for the Huskies and the Kraken. Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
All right, we are awaiting the arrival of Brian Schmetzer. When you beat Portland, you can take your sweet-ass time and jumping on the radio show. They lost the game over the weekend. We'd have a problem right now, but they beat him 2-1, hammered him up 2-0 late in the match, so we'll give him a little bit of a break. So as soon as we get Brian on the air, we'll get him on the radio and talk some Sounders soccer, getting ready for their game with San Jose tomorrow. Lots of text still coming in on this Tyrone Willingham thing. I'm shocked that we're having this conversation. You are telling me that you thought in the end going 0-12 turned out to be a positive for this football team because it got them Steve Sarkisian, who got them Chris Peterson. That's what you're saying to me.
I'm just saying it turned out well in the long run, and I'm not 100% positive it would have turned out as well if Tyrone Willingham would have left out after the 2007 season. I'm not saying because Tyrone Willingham stayed in 2008 that we got to this point. I'm just saying that there is an alternate universe where Tyrone Willingham quits at the end of that Hawaii game, and things don't go as well from 2008 to 2021 as they have done, because Washington is now back as the top three, maybe top two team in the Pac-12.
Yeah.
And they may not have been here had that not happened.
Well, you have that take. I'll have the take that they should have done and they should do, if a time machine is ever created, everything they can do to go back in time and fire Willingham after the Hawaii game and avoid 0-12. And I'll take my chances. I'll roll the dice with whatever happens after that. All right, joining us right now on the radio show, here he is, fresh off a win over Portland over the weekend, our pal Brian Schmetzer. How are you?
I'm great, Softy. They're doing good.
Great to have you back on the show. We appreciate it. So tell me what it's like after going down there and beating those bastards in person. The ride home, the evening, the wine, the dinner, the smile. It never gets old, does it, pal?
It never gets old. I mean, I opened up a super good bottle of wine. My granddaughter's up here visiting. Everybody's happy. My family, everybody. I mean, we had a good weekend.
Speaking of opened up, it sounded like you opened up a can of whoop-ass on your team at halftime. So tell us what transpired in the locker room between halves one and two, because it was a different-looking Sounders club in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, Dick, we'll keep most of the words in-house, and I probably can't say them on air, but, you know, I just didn't know where the team went. I mean, normally my team is, you know, up for these big games, and it's Portland, it's our arch rival, and, you know, I felt they were apprehensive, scared. They didn't want to play. They were like, you know, it just wasn't working for me and the staff. We were just like going, where'd our team go? So, you know, you don't like doing that. It's way early in the season. But, you know, we needed to send a message because, you know, Portland was up for the game. I mean, they were up. They bowed out of Champions League. They had everything, you know, to play for. We warned them about all that.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were just a little disappointed the way we came out. So, you know, had to light a little fire under their butt here.
Well, Brian Schmetzer, I would say it did for sure. Go back and talk about the game that Stephen Fry had, and obviously the penalty kick back and forth with Valeri, and then I saw where he became the eighth goalkeeper in the history of the MLS with 1,000 saves. I mean, we're just talking about one of the greatest goalkeepers in American soccer history, right?
We are so fortunate. Steph's been great for us. You know, he gets all the attention from, you know, the save he made in 2016 to, you know, help us secure our first MLS Cup. You know, he has other saves of the week, and, you know, it's so nice to have someone back there. It gives the defenders so much confidence to know that Steph Fry is behind him. But that was an interesting sequence because, you know, he read Valeri really well, and it was, you know, a great save. And it actually wasn't Steph. You know, they called Steph for coming off his line. It was actually Nuhu Tolo had encroached inside the penalty box, and that's why they retook the penalty. And so, you know, sometimes that favors the shooter because he's got a second chance at it. I think penalty kicks are like 80-85% success rate. And then he clinks it off the post. So, you know, we had a little good fortune that day, but you know what? You know, the heck with Portland.
Heck, Portland. We call them the Portland Bastards here on this show. So you're feel free.
Is Bastard okay for me to say?
Sure.
Well, we just said it, so you can say it.
Well,
we have an idea, Bastard, by the way. Yeah, you know what? How about this? Whoever loses that match has to be known as the Bastards until the next match. Is that fair?
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Especially if we win, that's sure. Why the fast start this year? Because you guys have been closers in years past. You haven't always gotten off to the best starts in MLS play, but you've always played well down the stretch. Why do you think the fast start this season?
Dick, it's kind of surprising to us because a lot of people had written us off. You know, they said, oh, we lose in Jordan, and, you know, Nico's played 20 minutes, and we're deep championship run and stuff like that. So, you know, maybe there's a little extra fire in the belly there from some of the players. I mean, we still have a pretty veteran crew and certainly the coaching staff. I mean, we're proud of the job that we've done. But, yeah, I mean, it's great because, you know, Ziggy used to say 3 points in May are the same as 3 points in October. Mm-hmm. So we'll take the points whenever we can get them.
Well, and that's the thing is that you're not even at full strength because Nico isn't out there over the weekend. What's his status for Wednesday night and beyond?
He's probably not going to make it, Softy. Mm-hmm. He's going to take it day by day for LAFC, but you know, it's just a little knee inflammation, and we're doing whatever we can to get him back on the field. He's our captain.
How about Raul? Is he going to have to go to national duty? Are you going to lose him for a while?
Well, at the rate he's scoring goals, he's for sure going to get called in to Peru. So that's a given. So, yes, Dick, we are going to lose him. And he's just been on fire. I mean, he's feeling it. He's, you know, goal scorers are like hitters in baseball. You know, they get on these streaks, and he's on a good one.
Yeah. Well, a lot of folks like to look at the box score and just look at goals, and Rui Diaz certainly does that for you. But a guy like Andrade Yamar, who had the game he had over the weekend, is that kind of one of those performances that just simply put deserves more credit than maybe it's getting?
Well, the whole defense. I mean, defending Softy is a little different. Okay, the forwards, they score, you know, the individual accolades. You know, sometimes defenders don't get as much attention as they deserve, and maybe that's your point. But, you know, Yamar has help. You know, he's got Shane on one side, and, you know, Alex Roldan has done good on another. I think the whole back line, I think that whole change to three center backs and two wing backs, that's really been working for us.
Gotcha. Brian Schmetzer, awesome stuff. It's a short turnaround. Go get him Wednesday, and we'll talk next week, man. Appreciate it, boss.
All right. Softy, Dick, take care.
You got it. Brian Schmetzer with us on the radio show. We got to ask him one of these days when he says he opened up a bottle of the good wine. What does good wine mean to him? Right? I mean, people have different perspectives,
yeah, it's probably different than
obviously.
What it means to you and I.
Sure. Well, I mean, it could be worse. I don't know. I mean, he thinks a good wine. Maybe he thinks of a box of wine from Costco. I got no idea. But next time he's on the air, we'll ask him. But, you know, you keep talking about the good stuff. What's the good stuff, man? Tell us what the good stuff is. Because then we can all go get a bottle of it. And when they win a big match, we can all crack it open and celebrate together. 5:55 headlines coming up. John Wilner, John Canzano. Are the A's moving to Portland? John Canzano has a take on that in the 6 o'clock hour coming up on KJ.